This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it that even on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday, it does not matter who the host is. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the wood. That is for sure. Today is Wednesday, September the 4th of 2024, day 248th of the year, and only 118 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
You are being infiltrated. Radio Big.
You know, when you fat finger it and you hit the wrong thing and then you try to play it off as being smooth like you had some intentionality? That's what just happened right there. Anyway, so just so you know, we are a radio show that is on a podcast network, but also on some radio stations, and we also do some things that are related to some streaming. So yeah, that all happens all at the same time. So we are on Safety FM, that's the app, and on theactual.com. We are on radiobig.fm, that is the app, and also the .fm. We are also on Odyssey, iHeartRadio. You name it, we're there, streaming, live 365, just to name a few. And then we are on your favorite podcast catcher, and that normally happens at the 8 o'clock hour. That's 8 a.m. where you'll see it on the catcher. So you're about an hour behind unless you're doing it in real time in regards to what's going on. Yeah, that podcast catcher real time thing gets a little confusing for some. Don't worry about that. I won't get you too confused. In regards of what's going on there. And then what else? What else do I get to see? Oh, yeah, and then we're on the social media networks. But if you want to interact with the show, easiest way to do so, callinradio.com. Callinradio.com. That will give you the option right there of actually jumping in, being able to interact with us here at the radio station. And then we get to do some interaction, but you get to do video, audio, and text messaging, video, audio, and text messaging, depending on which one you want to do. Yeah, kind of a cool thing. If you write anything on Facebook or like any of the socials, I normally don't read them until afterwards. So just so you know, and some people are like, well, you didn't mention anything. You didn't mention anything about my comment. I know, because I don't read them there. CallinRadio.com will be the easiest way. Anyway, so there you go. That's what we do. That's what we talk about. We have some professional broadcasters that are waiting in the wing to talk about everything that's going on. It is Freeform. No, it's not. It is Whip About Wednesday, W-O-W. So there you go. That's what, you know, happens here. We talk a little bit about everything and just let everything whip out. That's the kind of the way that it goes. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start getting into it and start talking about what the hell was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, the battle between Brazil and X continues through another Elon Musk property and an American commuter habits shift post-pandemic. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Nikki Garcia is looking for a good divorce attorney. So there you go. And also, Elle McPherson reveals a shocking diagnosis. We'll talk about that. Also, a couple of new podcasts are in the work. We'll talk about that as we get into the casting calls. And another blow to Meghan Markle's brand launch. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this real quick. I have some people that are waiting to talk to you about some feature story news stuff, so we should probably go ahead and do that and get that rolling for you. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we'll get into the news right now. That way it sounds like something beautiful for us to be able to do. So everything is beautiful in its own way, so let's go ahead and get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. It's now known that 6 children and a pregnant woman were among 12 people who died when a migrant boat sank off France on Tuesday. 10 of the dead were women. More than 50 people were rescued in the English Channel when the overloaded vessel broke apart off Cape Grisnez. It's the biggest loss of life in the Channel between France and the UK this year. Border Security Minister Angela Eagle says the crossing is becoming riskier.
It is a worrying trend that boats are being filled with many more people than we've seen in past times, and also the quality of boats is deteriorating. So these crossings are getting more and more dangerous.
US prosecutors have filed criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and 5 other militants in the group. The charges related to the October the 7th attack on Israel include terrorism and conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
These are the first charges filed by the United States to try and hold the top tier of the militant group accountable. The Justice Department filed the charges in a New York City federal court against Hamas's leader, Yahya Sinwar, and 5 others. They include terrorism, conspiracy to murder Americans, and conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. The U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said it was just one part of America's effort to target every aspect of Hamas's operations. He also warned that these actions would not be America's last, although they remain largely symbolic, as the charges would mean the men would need to stand trial in a U.S. court. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
A series of senior Ukrainian officials have stepped down ahead of an expected government reshuffle. The so-called government reset comes ahead of a planned visit by President Volodymyr Zelensky to the US next month, where he's expected to present what he calls a victory plan to President Biden. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting Brunei and Singapore in a move experts say is aimed at countering China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Defence, space cooperation and foreign investment are at the top of the agenda, as Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
More foreign investments from Singapore and favourable oil trade with Brunei could be at the heart of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's trip. He's meeting with the Sultan of Brunei on Wednesday before travelling to Singapore. Analysts say the leaders could discuss setting up a defence working group. Brunei's strategically crucial location in the Indo-Pacific region could make it a significant partner for India as it looks to tackle China's influence in the region. With Singapore, India is looking to re-energise ties which have been dormant for the past several years. Analysts say New Delhi is looking to woo countries out of China's circle of influence and pitch itself as a reliable trade and defence partner. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. With more today on the British government's decision to ban some arms shipments to Israel after the Foreign Office concluded they could be used by the Israel Defence Force in a breach of international law. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described the decision as shameful, but it comes at a time when several governments are under continuing pressure over arms supplies to Israel. Britain's Foreign Secretary announced on Monday that around 8% of UK shipments will now be suspended, but that's not enough, according to Liam Doherty from the International Centre of Justice for Palestinians.
If you read the assessment of international humanitarian law which the government has published, they state at the end that it has not been possible to reach a determinative judgment on allegations regarding Israel's conduct of hostilities. Frankly, I don't buy that. The evidence is clear as day. Only today it was confirmed by a Danish NGO. We have the first confirmed use of an F-35 fighter jet in a confirmed war crime in Gaza, the July bombing of the Al-Mawazi refugee camp. The evidence has been clear for months that F-35s and other UK-made components are being used for crimes against humanity, war crimes. So, frankly, I do not buy that David Lammy has been unable to conclude anything regarding Israel's conduct of hostilities.
But defenders of the Israeli government reject those claims and insist any shortfall in weapons shipments will leave the country more open to attack from the north by Hezbollah and Iran's other proxies. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, it's now known that 6 children and a pregnant woman were among 12 people who died when a migrant boat sank off France on Tuesday. US prosecutors have filed criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and 5 other militants. A series of senior Ukrainian officials have stepped down ahead of an expected government reshuffle, and India's prime minister is visiting Brunei and Singapore in a move experts say is aimed at countering China's influence in the region. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, the Rated R Safety Show, as he likes to say it. Anyway, 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. There is no doubt about that. So why don't we go ahead and just get into everything that's going on inside of the world, because that seems like something important that we should be doing. So let's go ahead and get into it right now. Let's see. Regulators in Brazil have gotten wise to Elon Musk's satellite-powered internet service, Starlink, and are threatening sanctions if it continues to provide users with access to X. But wait, short of stopping Starlink of its parent SpaceX from conducting business in its country, there's not much they could do. They could only pressure the internet service provider to make it impossible to download the app that connects Starlink. But even with that flimsy way to enforce the rules, so there you go. Flashback to 2021 when the technology was still getting off the ground. Twitter users asked Musk, how does transmitting into a country without a local downlink work on the regulatory side? Musk replied, they can shake the fist at the sky. That's the only thing that they can do. Shake their fist at the sky. So how does a transmitting into a country without a local downlink work on the regulatory side? So there you go. What do you think? I mean, don't get me wrong here. I like to say this a lot, and I'm going to say it again. Controversy creates cash. Yeah, learned that from good old Eric Bischoff many, many, many years ago. But yeah, if you want some controversial stuff, let's create some cash in regards to doing so. So I'm just saying, I don't know what they're going to be able to do in regards of what's going to happen. So there you go. It'll be interesting to see just what happens over the next little bit, but hey, it is what it is. There you go. Anyways, a data analyst firm reports that commuter habits have shifted significantly, even as most Americans in work-from-home arrangements. Before the lockdown, as Dolly Parton immortalized, the typical American worked was 9 to 5. Now the peak traffic times around the country are around 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., but remain significantly elevated throughout the afternoon. The report's authors explains that there is less of a morning commute and less of an evening commute and much of an afternoon activity. There's similar numbers in noontime trips, meaning that around 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. as well. A study also shows it's sustained decreased use of public transportation to get around. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Now, I will tell you, I don't know why I have noticed this, but, you know, at the morning commute time of when we're getting into the radio station, not a lot of peeps. But when you get the hell out of here and decide to hit the road, I think that I must be hitting stuff right at the end of school traffic. And this must be like university/college traffic. And keep in mind that I'm not too far from the University of Central. Well, hold on, the University of Central Florida. So UCF, just in case. So I don't know. I look at it and I go, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So there's something that I think about all the time when I'm driving. And I don't know. It seems like there used to be these weird times that I knew not to go out, and it shifted. It's definitely shifted in regards of what happens. So it's just something to think about. What's the traffic like in your area? Maybe that's the stuff to start thinking about it. So the hedonistic weirdos bailing out the Burning Man last weekend didn't spend a day stuck in the mud, but they did face a dust storm triggering hours of delays. The storm began on Friday and Greece intensifying throughout the weekend. By Monday, one report says that heavy enough that, to sting the bare skin. Why the hell was there bare skin? I mean, I'm just saying. Meanwhile, the state officials reportedly busted multiple burners for organizing paid rides in and out of the festival. Under Nevada law, it is illegal to operate a paid driving service without a permit. Bureaucrats can message boards and chat groups to find and bust people for setting up these services. Many of them had no idea that they were breaking the law. So there you go. So what do you think about these things? So would you go to a Burning Man festival? I mean, keep in mind that a lot of people were complaining that things had changed significantly over the last year because of all the stucco and the mudo, if you know what I'm saying. So I don't know. Are you more of a Coachella, Lollapalooza type of person instead? I mean, I don't know. The bands that I listen to play a little bit of everywhere. I mean, there's a band that I really like. They were at Coachella. They were at Lollapalooza. Let's see, where else were they at? They were doing some stadium shows recently. Let me rephrase that. I said that wrong. Some outdoor venue shows, arena shows, and then they were doing like small clubs. So I don't know. I guess if the music's good enough, people will show up. It's just kind of the way that it goes from time to time.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Americans continue to cut the cord from traditional television providers, which lost 1.6 million net subscribers in the second quarter of the year, or about 7% of the customer base. YouTube TV still managed to gain about 50,000 subscribers in the same period, but the service only requires an internet connection and no other installation or hardware. The gain also paled in comparison to the 300,000 subscribers that it picked up in the same period in 2023. Americans increasingly subscribe to television seasonally, specifically to be able to watch NFL football in the fall and winter. Now, listen, I don't know. I've cut the cord many, many, many years ago. But, you know, you still have to have that internet service provider for those things to work out for you. Now, listen, I like me some YouTube TV. But I think price point-wise, you're close to cable prices at that point when you start getting into it. And here's the fun part. Remember on how cable service providers were charging such expensive stuff in regards of, well, you have to have this, you have to have that, you have to have this DVR and this cloud service and this thing to make this other thing work. And people started complaining on all these pricing on how it is. If you take a look now, and after all these great ideas, such as like the Hulus of the world, Netflix, Disney Plus, and so on, and saying, oh, this is going to work out great. Well, now you're noticing that a lot of these companies are trying to bundle their shit together, because here's what happened. there are so many exclusives that are particular to a app that it has gotten almost to the exact same price-o that things were before. And in some cases, it's even more expensive than what it was when you were using a cable provider. So here's what I think has happened. And I don't know, I'm just talking here. App service providers, the streamers, if you may say, the people that conduct these apps came to the realization of what cable TV knew many years ago. If you do not bundle this shit together, there is no way this is going to work out for you. I mean, right now, I was looking a few days ago, Disney Plus, I think it was Hulu, and you can get HBO Max or Max or whatever the hell they call it, is a bundle right now, which that wasn't a bundle before. And you are seeing all these different ones that are kind of taking a piece here, a piece there, and even certain cell phone providers are willing to give you a streaming service just for you to sign up for their shit. So, I mean, I don't know. There's something weird going on there that apparently it took some time for the streamers to notice what the hell was going on. So take a listen to this. Altoid Sours, a discontinued favorite, is making a comeback, sort of. A staple of the early 2000s, the citrus-flavored candy is returning, but it will only be sold in Crackle Barrel Country Store locations under a different name. Instead of Altoids, the candies will be produced as Iconic Candy, a family-owned and operated candy company that specializes in bringing back discontinued favorites. While the recipe will be exactly the same, the candy will be called Retro Sours and will be offered in mango, tangerine, and citrus flavor. A launch date has not been given, but it is interesting that it is going back to, well, I almost said Golden Corral, listen to me. It's going actually to Cracker Barrel in regards of it. Now, and here's a word I don't understand. Cracker Barrel, the old country store, as it is being called, is trying to rebrand and be known as something else. So I don't understand, because I thought they were trying to modernize. So you're trying to say, hey, this is the old style of how we do shit? Is that modernizing stuff? I mean, I don't know. I'm asking you, because you'll know better than I do. I just sit here and flap my gums in regards of what's going on inside of the world. You know this already, so there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. Actor James Darren has died. He passed away in his sleep on Monday at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. A cause of death was not shared. Darren is best known for his roles in Gidget, T.J. Hooker, in Star Trek's Deep Space Nine. Hey now. He was 88 at the time of his passing. So some stuff to think about there. Also, let's talk about this. By the numbers, the Dow lost 626 points to close at 40,936 on Tuesday. The S&P lost about 119 points to close at 5,528. And the NASDAQ lost about 577 points to close at 17,136. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $73 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.32. Bitcoin gained more than 2% on Tuesday, but remains down 2% from long Labor Day weekend, trading just around $58,000. So there you go. Also, there was more than 2,120 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, with about 55 cancellations. That's not a bad cancellation day. So there you go. Also, tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $93 million jackpot, or $49.9 million cash payout. So there you go. So here, think about this. The drawing will be for $93 million jackpot or a $45.9 million cash payout. So there you go. So you've already cut that thing for almost, well, a little over half. And then you're going to get taxed. And so that's going to be half. So you're getting about a quarter. I mean, if you win. And you have to win. And to be able to win, you have to play. So there's a lot of different nuances there to talk about. So let's talk about this, because this has been making the news. So before things got physical, Nikki Garcia, formerly Nikki Bella, says that she wanted to have a conversation with her husband Artem about how to improve their marriage. Now, almost a week after his arrest for domestic violence, insiders say that he is living elsewhere. Nikki is seeking a divorce lawyer. The couple tied the knot in 2022 after welcoming their son Mateo back in 2022. I don't know. Things get interesting and things get weird in regards of relationships. And, you know, there is supposedly a 911 call. There's some reference there of some shoes being thrown and some other stuff. So I don't know. I know nothing. I was not there. I cannot, you know, give you a commentary of what's right and what's wrong. But I can say this. If you are in a relationship and there is any level of physical violence, probably a good idea to get the hell out of it. I don't care if it's somebody hitting you, you hitting them, regardless. I mean, I'm not saying you should hit anybody. Let's make sure we're clear. But somebody throwing anything at you or anything along those lines, get the hell out. Not worth it in the long run. What I have always told people, the most difficult time to do something is the first time. And when something's done the first time, it's not that hard to do it the second time. So just keep that in mind as we are talking. Take a listen to this. Reality star Amy Slatton Halterman was arrested over the weekend at a Tennessee zoo. Officers were called to the zoo as Halterman was allegedly bitten by a camel. A camel! While chatting with her, deputies say that they were overtaken by the suspicious odor coming off the vehicle. Upon investigation, the officers found drugs in the vehicle and arrested Halterman for illegal possession of a Scheduled 1 and a Scheduled 4 drug, as well as two counts of child endangerment. It is unknown what drug she is had possession of. So let me tell you something. A Schedule 1 drug is supposed to be a high drug in regards of, you know, it is terrible for you in regards of what ends up happening. And I'm going to tell you that currently a Schedule 1 drug is also known as marijuana. I'm just telling you and how it's listed. Don't hold me accountable for what's being said. I am just giving you information on what's happening. Anyways, take a listen to this. Elle McPherson recently revealed that she's been diagnosed with breast cancer 7 years ago. Speaking to Australia Women's Weekly magazine, the 60-year-old model shared the following diagnosis, rejected the advice of 32 doctors who told her to undergo chemotherapy. Instead, she chose a holistic approach, something McPherson calls intuitive, heart-led approach. As for her status today, McPherson told the publication in the traditional terms that they say, "I'm clinically in remission, but I would say I'm in utter wellness." Her cancer journey is also depicted in her new book titled L Life. Lessons in Learning Trust Yourself, which hits the shelf on November the 19th. I mean, I guess that's an interesting way to sell a book. That's for sure. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we do around this time? Because I think it might be a good idea to do so.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time. And it's time to talk about some of the things that are going on inside of the world and some of the things that are going on inside of the sessions and sometimes the things that are going on that we don't even understand that are going on. So here's my question for you, because it does come up from time to time. And you have to look at it, because most of us work for an organization, work for a company, work for people that are trying to make sure that the bottom line, as it's talked about, is, you know, they're hitting their numbers, they're making money, because that's important. Let's not lie here in regards of what it is. Because if you work for a business, which you more than likely do, they're in business to make money. Ta-da! I don't think I said anything amazing right there. I just think I told you something that you already knew. But the reason that I reference this is, here's what happens sometimes. Companies are sold. Companies merge with other companies. People get into shambles in regards of what's going on. Now, if there is a main company and a parent company and all this other stuff, you have to look at some of these things and go, what makes the most logical sense? And the reason that I reference this is for the following reason. When a company is sold or merges with another company, here's what you know what's going to happen most of the time. there is going to be more than likely a reduction in force. What does that mean? That means there are going to be less amount of people going on, moving forward and doing things. Just kind of the way that it happens. So with that being said, here's what I want you to think about. People start getting concerned. People start getting confused. And then the next thing that comes about is there is a level of people being scared on who's going to be let go. So with that being said, what happens to the department that you are working in? What happens into the department of the stuff that you have going on? The reason I reference this is for the following. When you take a look around here and you realize that you only have one versionality of safety that you talk about, only one level of safety that you talk about, maybe that's where you start having that contemplation of how many other things are you able to speak about? How many other things can you discuss? Some people don't like talking about this, but I think that it's important to be able to have a ability to discuss multiple versions of safety. Listen, it's not that you have to agree with everyone. It's not that you have to like everyone, but being able to have the knowledge base to have the discussion is important. The reason I reference this is for the following. When it comes to understanding work, you have to be normally pretty proficient on what your place does of employment, and you have to be pretty proficient on what you're working on in particular. And so let's say, for instance, hypothetically, you only know about one versionality of safety, and you're unable to talk about other versions. And when I say one versionality of safety, I'm talking about the different versions that people talk about. I don't want you to be like, well, I only know how to make people safe. Well, I hope so. What I'm talking about is having a different conversation. Because here's the thing. You have to be where people start. And if the company sold, if the company merges and the new people that are taking over or that you merge with say, this is what I understand about it, and you're unable to have the discussion of what's going on, well, that becomes difficult. That becomes an interesting concept. So you have to be where people are. So if you're trying to get them to human organizational performance, like we're going to use that as an example, you have to be able to explain how you got to human and organizational performance from where they're located. And if they've never heard of HOP, guess what happens? You have to give the trajectory, because if you say, hey, let's drop everything and move forward, guess what's not going to happen? You're not moving forward. You're not going to go with that, because a lot of people are going to have tons of questions. See what I'm saying? Do you kind of give the breaky-achy down of what's happening? So there you go. Some things to think about, some things to give some consideration to. So I would say, if you have the opportunity to do so, get a better understanding of the different versionalities of safety that are out there, and understand that sometimes some of it is like cogwheels, some things that they're bolt-ons, things that you add to and enhance as you go forward. Now, here's where people get hung up on some of this stuff. Well, nothing is a bolt-on and so on. Pump the brakes for a moment. I want you to think about this. Has there been something in your life that you did that occurred that you did not like? And you knew from that point on that life would change and you would never go back to that format of what you did before? Well, I'm just asking, because if it did, that kind of means that you've already lived through this in one way, shape, or form.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you. I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, this right here, Gianni Taylor, I can't even speak, with Stars. This is still the Rated R Safety Show, broadcasting amongst the both of us of Safety FM and Radio Big. So don't worry about that stuff, because that's what we have going on, no doubt about that. So there you go. So, let's get into the move and the groove of the thing. Songs readily available on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. Are you burning? I'm burning. Okay, let's do it one more time. Yep. Yep, can you hear me calling up? So there you go. Yeah, this is hour number one of the Jay Allen of the Morning Show as well, just in case if you were not sure about what the hell was going on. There is no doubt about that. So let's get into the move and the groove of things that are going on inside of the multiverse, because that's what we need to do. And I'm going to tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And this is no joke as I tell you this. This is serious business. Because that's what we do around here. We talk serious business, because why would we do anything else? So let me tell you about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you're going to see all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, just to name a few. Once you get there, you'll notice and you read over some of this stuff, you'll come to the conclusion that healing is possible. Sometimes people think that that is not the case, but it definitely is as we are talking. So keep that in mind as we are going through the process of talking about some of this stuff. Anyway, so there you go, TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. So let's talk about some other stuff that's going on inside of the world, because that is what we do. And maybe we should talk about placebo power. Yeah, placebo power. Scientists have long recognized the power of mind when it comes to healing, but now researchers say that they have found that placebo pills can actually help, even when the patient knows that they're taking a placebo. In the just published study carried during the height of the pandemic, scientists found that from the Michigan State University, Miami University, and University of California, San Francisco, looked into how these honest pills, placebos, could be used to provide relief before patients are forced to turn to prescription medication. Two groups of people were assembled, both which reported moderate levels of stress-related COVID-19. or related to COVID-19, better saying. One group was given placebo pills, which they were aware of, and the other was not given pills. After just 2 weeks, the placebo group reported a significant reduction in COVID-related stress, lower overall stress levels, and fewer symptoms of anxiety, depression compared to those with the ongoing other group. The researchers say that the result challenges the long-held belief that placebo only works when people are deceived about receiving active treatment. Well, sounds great, except for one thing. I'm pretty sure that most of us don't have placebo coverage in our benefit plan. I'm just saying, because you know how this goes. What else? What else? What else? Yet my wife still strangely opposes to taking placebo to cure her headaches. I'm just saying. I am just saying, some stuff to think about. So I don't know. What do you think here? So I ask this because we have that conversation all the time of mind over matters in regards to what happens. You know, it gets weird sometimes. It gets weird sometimes on the things that happen inside of the world. So as you look into it, and you talk about it, and you move forward into it, what else happens here? Good to think about. Good to know. Make you question some things that are going on. No doubt whatsoever. Let's continue talking about some other things, because that is what we do around here. Why don't we talk real quick? Let's see. Why don't we talk about Did You Know? I think that Did You Know is probably the best thing to do. Oh no, it's free. Matter of fact, it's Wednesday. Let's talk whack facts real quick. Second Street is the most common street name in the U.S. First Street is the third, just so you know. Also, streets in Japan do not have names. Think about that difficulty for a moment. A person's sense of hearing becomes less sharp after overeating. Cologne was originally produced as a protection against the plague. It was widely believed to bad smelling air spread to the disease, so that would stop it. So there is one thing for you. And also, dynamite was originally going to be called noble safety powder. Let's go ahead and have some of that noble safety powder over here. And then some species of fish have voices. That's some stuff I'm pretty sure you didn't know, because I sure as shit didn't know some of that stuff. So there you go. Anyways, it's still Whip 'em Out Wednesday, so let's not forget about that portion. Let's go ahead and get you into some information with the Motivation Minute and John Smalls. Let's have him coming your way right now.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation Minute. Today's quote was submitted by Donald. Albert Einstein said, "The hardest thing to do is to convince a fool that he's been fooled." I love this. I think this is such a true statement, too. If you're on social media, you've probably seen this play out many times. I had one occasion recently where I tried to help somebody. It was about a week ago. They shared a story that made them mad. I instantly noticed the account who posted the original story was a parody account. So I let her know, hey, this is not real. That's a fake story from a joke account. And that person got angry with me, saying that she felt that I was attacking her by pointing that out. What? How did I attack her? All I did was let her know that the story that she was mad about was not even true. I don't know. Maybe I should have let her learn that on her own. The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. The Lord has given each of us gifts, special abilities. We can take no credit for them. It's like being 7 feet tall. It isn't something over which we have any control. It's God's doing. While we cannot take credit for our gifts, we are responsible for them. We must discipline ourselves to fully develop our talents, and we must use them responsibly to advance the kingdom. Luke 12 says, "For everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded." Lord Jesus, forgive us when we arrogantly flaunt our giftedness, taking credit for it and using it to draw attention to ourselves. Forgive us when we act irresponsibly, not using our gifts for the kingdom. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. It's now known that six children and a pregnant woman were among 12 people who died when a migrant boat sank off France on Tuesday. US prosecutors have filed criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and five other militants. A series of senior Ukrainian officials have stepped down ahead of an expected government reshuffle. And India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting Brunei and Singapore in a move experts say is aimed at countering China's influence in the region.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date because that is what we do around here. Let's talk about a company or let's talk about some stuff that happened in 1998. Let's do that first. A privately held tech company is founded by two PhD candidates at Stanford University. Yeah, back in 1998. Larry Page and, Sergey Brin took $100,000 investments in their little startup and incorporated a company called Google. Yep, that happened back on this date back in 1998. And I guess the rest is kind of history when it's all said and done. Anyways, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Victoria Morelos turns 28. Xavier Woods turns 38. Whitney Cummings turns 42. Beyonce turns 43. Granger Smith turns 45. Max Greenfield, 45. Wes Bentley, 46. Mark Ronson, 49. John DiMaggio, 56. Damon Wayans, 64. John Paul turns 82, and Ray Floyd turns 82 as well. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's National Wildlife Day, Indigenous Literacy Day, National Macadamia Nut Day, Global Talent Acquisition Day, World Congeneration Day, National Newspaper Carrier Day. Is that still a thing? That's still a thing. Okay. National Eat an Extra Dessert Day. Hold on. There's a day for that? So I've been celebrating this day for a long period of time, knowing that there's one precise day that this is supposed to be done. Well, shit, man. So there you go. Anyway, so that's going to pretty much sum up our time together. That's for sure. In regards to what's going on. So a couple of different things. I want to reference this real quick. Yesterday, we briefly talked about that there are no tickets left for the Conklin Conference. It's taking place next week, September the 10th through the 12th. That's Tuesday through Thursday of next week. And I still have people reach out saying, hey, is there tickets available? No, there is no more tickets. It is sold the old, the outy, outy. No more. Nada más. Sold out. Conklin Conference 3, sold out. I have no more space available for this thing. So just so you know. Conklin Conference 3, Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th. There are no tickets left. Nothing. Zero. Zinch. Nada. Zippo. No room. I'm pretty sure the fire marshal will not approve anybody else inside of there. So just some information purposes. There you go. So let me kind of tell you a couple other things real quick before I let you go. If you need a random joke for today, try this. It is not procrastination if I never had the intention of doing it in the first place. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the weirdest thing you've ever put in your kid's school lunch? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. About 15% of married men say they do this once a year without telling their wives. Gamble. Really? Okay. So there you go. So let me tell you this. I will not be here the remainder of the week. I will not be here for the Rated R Safety Show. Could be here for hour two and three, but I will not be here for the Rated R Safety Show. Have some other commitments that have come up. So just so you know, I will not be here. We might do a best of here or there. So just so you know, so you'll be able to hear that across the multiverse of the things that we have going on. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Top of the hour, I'll be going over to Radio Big for the next couple hours or so. If you want to come and hang out with me, talking about the world of music and entertainment. If you want to talk about the stuff that is going on inside of becoming a safety consultant, well, Sheldon Primus will be here to help you out with that. So there you go. Stuff going on. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The longer you entertain what is not for you, the longer you postpone what is. Keep that in mind. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Just know that I was there for you. Burning, I'm burning. My soul inside is burning. I'm searching.